Penguin Random House Audio presents The War Before the War, Fugitive Slaves and the Struggle for America's Soul, From the Revolution to the Civil War, by Andrew Del Banco, read for you by Ari Fliakos. Introduction. In November 1863, Abraham Lincoln went to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to honor the thousands of men and boys who had died there 4 months before. In what became the most famous speech in American history, he consecrated the battlefield in the name of a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. For most Americans and for much of the world, those words have attained the status of scripture. They were, however, not strictly true, and Lincoln knew it. 5 years earlier, he had been more candid. Speaking in Chicago in the summer of 1858, he noted that when the Republic was founded, we had slavery among us, and that we could not get our Constitution unless we permitted slavery to persist in those parts of the nation where it was already entrenched. We could not secure the good we did secure, he said, if we grasped for more. The United States, in other words, could not have been created if the eradication of slavery had been a condition of its creation. Had Lincoln said at Gettysburg that the nation was conceived not in liberty but in compromise, the phrase would have been less memorable, but more accurate. The hard truth is that the United States was founded in an act of accommodation between two fundamentally different societies. As one Southern-born anti-slavery activist later wrote, it was a sad satire to call the states united, because in one half of the country slavery was basic to its way of life.